Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Here are our top stories this evening. The Movement for Democratic Change formation led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai has moved into crash dissent following a growing chorus by senior members calling for leadership renewal.
I'm admitting that I did talk to the media, that is true, but I didn't mention any name, and that's where there's a difference.
Scores of former workers at Shabani Mashaba mines have been ordered by the mine management to vacate company houses they've been occupying in the Midlands town of Zwishamane. And the cash-strapped Genoi Town Council has failed to pay salaries of about 400 workers for the second month following a recent order by the Minister of Local Government and Urban and Rural Councils to scrap outstanding bills backdating to 2009. The Movement for Democratic Change formation led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai has moved into crash dissent following a growing chorus by senior members calling for leadership renewal. The party's Mashonaland East province is moving to suspend former Marondera Central Member of Parliament Ian Kay for allegedly calling Tsvangirai, quote, a rusty bolt which needed to be replaced. But Kay says he never mentioned anyone by name when he recently made some remarks about his party. The party has also dispatched its standing committee, the top leadership of the party, to engage exiled Treasurer Roy Bennett, who has also openly called for Tsvangirai to step down after a humiliating defeat to President Robert Mugabe. The MDCT has also suspended several mayors and councillors for alleged dissent. Kay tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that he's yet to get formal communication from the party about attempts to suspend him, but he denies some of the charges.
I was told at a provincial meeting, which was in order.
Who exactly told you?
The meeting resolved that, and I was at the meeting. I'm a member of the executive.
But what are you saying about the allegations that are being leveled against you?
I'm admitting that I did talk to the media, that is true, but I didn't mention any name, and that's where there's a difference.
Your party is also saying that they do not stop anyone from discussing leadership renewal, but they are not very comfortable with members going to the press. They are saying they prefer members to talk through the proper channels. Do you agree with this interpretation of your party constitution?
Principle, that is, I agree with it.
So have you received anything official from the party leadership?
Not yet, but I believe it's in the pipeline.
That was former Marondera lawmaker Ian Kay in Marondera. MDCT party spokesman Douglas Monzora says the party encourages talk about leadership renewal, but at proper forums.
I want to emphasize that we do not punish people on the basis that they've spoken for leadership change or leadership renewal or succession. That's not an offense within the MDC statute. In fact, President Tsvangirai has said the issue of his succession and the issue of leadership renewal is an open issue, and that anybody who wants to discuss about it must discuss. But these discussions must be done at the platforms provided by the party, the provincial councils, the district councils, the ward councils, as well as the National Executive Committee. It's not a discussion that must be done in the papers and in the press and so on.
What is the latest on Mr. Bennett, who made similar utterances?
Well, Mr. Bennett is being engaged.
At what level?
At the National Standing Committee level, being a member of the National Standing Committee himself.
That was MDCT party spokesman Douglas Monzora in Harare.